Hello, this is Dr. Shiva. Welcome to our podcast, Get Educated or Be Enslaved.
Episode 1413, air date March 23rd, 2024.
Good morning, everyone, or good afternoon or good evening, wherever you are. This is Dr. Shiva Ayadure. Today, we're going to be having a very, very important interview discussion on a very, very unfortunate event that took place to one of our wonderful volunteers, Stella, down in Florida. She's a 74-year-old woman. And Bonnie Jones, who's our leader of our Florida group, is going to be sharing the events and interviewing Stella live here. But we're going to be talking about how the Florida government unleashed police to attack a 74-year-old woman who's a volunteer for Shiva for President. That's what we're going to talk about. Let me begin our event today by just playing one of our intro videos. All right, everyone. We're going to be talking today about one of our wonderful volunteers, a very strong woman, 74-year-old woman, who exercised her constitutional rights to collect nomination petition signatures so our campaign could get on the ballot in Florida. We need to collect close to 300,000 signatures. And the government of Florida, who basically keeps its police officers ignorant, six of these police officers, seven of them, surrounded our volunteer after she had gotten authorization from the store to collect signatures in a particular location, and then basically body slammed her, took her to jail. It's quite extraordinary. It's basically total intimidation. Let me bring in Bonnie Jones, who's also one of our volunteers over here. Bonnie actually heads up all of Florida. So Bonnie, how are you? Let me just unmute Bonnie. Bonnie, can you hear me?
Good. Yeah, I can hear you just fine. Thank you, Dr. Shiva. Good afternoon. I'm doing well.
So Bonnie, maybe you can just tell us a little bit about broadly what we're doing in Florida, the efforts that you're leading, the fact that we're mobilizing, you know, hundreds to the goal is thousands of volunteers to help us collect signatures. Maybe you can just give people sort of broadly before we go into what happened to Stella.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. So yeah, down here in Florida, we have to get about over 200,000 signatures, 225,000 signatures or so in order to get Dr. Shiva on the ballot. We have a team of between 50 and 100 people. We're working on mobilizing down here so that they can get on the streets, on the ground, wherever they may be in their daily lives, whether it's in front of a motor vehicles department, a tax collector office, the grocery store, or what we call our town square during an election cycle, so they can get out, collect signatures, and get you on the ballot, Dr. Shiva. So these nomination papers, the important part of the electoral process, is the first part. We have to collect a certain number, turn them in, and then from there, we're able to get you on the ballot. It's a huge...
Bonnie, just let people know the extraordinary effort. We have to get close to, what, 300,000 signatures, right?
Yeah, we have about 227,000 is the number that we need to get. So it's a huge number, and it's a huge... just to get people into action mode is a huge feat in and of itself.
And Bonnie, just to let people know, you're not a professional signature collector. We don't have professional signature collectors. It's all volunteer driven, right? I think people just need to understand that.
Correct. This is the first time I've ever done something like this. I've had to learn what to do, what to say to people, where to go, where to find people. Everything is just the beginning steps for me and inception of really learning all of this.
Great. By the way, to other people listening, the Democrats and Republicans, I don't think we've ever seen them collecting any signatures. And furthermore, Booby F. and Kennedy is raising money from Zionist hoodlums, 15 to 20 million, so you can go hire professional signature vendors. So these people don't play fair. So Bonnie, why don't you tell us the events that took place in Stella? To everyone listening, we actually have Stella, who's a 74-year-old woman in Florida. She's so traumatized about what took place. She doesn't want to share her official name. And she's on the phone with us here. But nonetheless, she's going to share with us what happened. Go ahead, Bonnie. Why don't you give us the overview before you start? Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, so being one of the leaders here in Florida, I have contact with dozens and dozens of leaders on a daily or weekly basis. And so Stella and I are in touch in a normal routine. And so this is what she told me. She told me she went to church after church on Sunday. She went to collect signatures. She needed to go to the grocery store, so she wanted to combine it. You know, I coach folks on put this into your everyday life. If you have to go to the grocery store, combine that with collecting signatures. So that's exactly what she did. She was doing some grocery shopping, wanted to collect some signatures. She went outside the grocery store where we coach them on going, you know, standing out in a public place where people are passing by. And she started asking folks to sign her nomination papers. She was actually addressed by one of the store managers. They came out and said, "Hey, what are you doing here? What's going on?" She told them of her rights to be there. And the woman said, okay, it was okay for her to be there, just to move a little bit further away from the door. So she complied. It was no problem. She moved a little bit further away so that she could be not obstructing anyone, not in the way of anyone, just as we've asked her and coached her to do. So she moved a little further away. And after a little while, several police started showing up, even after she had permission to be there from the store manager. Several police started to show up. They started to surround her. And she's a small woman. Stella's a small gal. And these giant policemen are there, mostly men, one woman, and telling her that she had to leave. You know, they were being pretty nasty, disrespectful to her. They were making fun of her accent and just treating her with, you know, absolute disrespect. Just a citizen out there being a part of the electoral process. So she got surrounded by these men. She wanted to videotape what was going on, because that's what we ask our volunteers to do, capture what's going on in that moment. And so that's what she did. And next thing you know, she goes to grab her things to leave, and she's attacked from behind. She's thrown onto the police car and subsequently arrested. And this is her story. This is what happened. And she's, like we said, a 74-year-old, small petite woman living in the city, doing, you know, what is asked of her to be done of anybody who wants to get on the ballot. This is what you have to do. Go collect hundreds of thousands, in our case in Florida, signatures. And that's all she's doing out there, being a part of the election process.
Yeah, someone just wrote, Bonnie, as you were talking, by the way, we'll bring in Stella shortly. Someone said, sue the hell out of them. One of the things you guys need to understand is that, you know, if you hire lawyers for whatever, you know, some lawyer for a divorce or a business contract, you know, they can't fuck it up too much. But the lawyers do not like taking the government on. Any lawyer you take to bring in, they're always doing backroom deals with the government. They'll always sell you out. This is a very clear case. She did nothing wrong. And if any one of you know any non-crooked lawyers, please call right now and we'll put up the number so they can help Luz. But Luz has been doing a great job. You know, we are obviously, as a campaign, fully behind her. In Kentucky, when this happened, we were able to find a lawyer, but that same lawyer sold out our own client there. Okay. Lawyers cannot be trusted, especially when you're going up against the state and the government. So let me bring in. So I have Stella here. Go ahead. You can take over and have the conversation with her, Bonnie. Go ahead.
Yeah. Hello, Stella. Thank you so much for being here to share your story today. You know, I understand you're a bit shaken up from the incident, so thank you for taking your time. And we'd just like to hear the account from you. So tell me what happened on that Sunday. Let's start with a little background, please, Stella. Where do you live?
I live in North Miami.
Okay. And how long have you lived there?
I've been here for 26 years.
Okay. Wow. You've been in your community a long time. Beautiful. And Stella, can you tell us how old you are?
I'm 74 years old.
Well, awesome. Thank you for all your dedication to this and your retirement years. That's great. So what happened on this Sunday? Give us an overview of what happened.
Well, I went to church and I needed to go shopping for groceries after. So I went to my neighborhood public supermarket.
Uh-huh. Okay. What church do you go to?
I go to Santa Magdalena. We have a very beautiful community down here.
Excellent. Okay, beautiful. So you went to Publix, and then what happened when you got there?
Well, I went to shop a little. Then I decided to collect some signatures. So I went outside to the public parking, to the parking lot. Then a nice woman came and told me that I couldn't be there. This very nice woman said, well, you have to leave. And I said, well, I have the right to be here, according to Pruitt-Jahr versus Robbins Supreme Court ruling. She seemed to understand, and she said, okay, just move a little bit farther, and it would be okay there.
Yeah, okay, good. So I understand after that, things went south.
One thing I just want to jump in. So Luz went there, explained the rule, and the public's representative, everyone listened carefully, said, fine, I understand, because Luz shared with her. Stella had to educate her on the situation. And after Stella educated her, the woman said, great, you can go over here and collect signatures, right? Is that what happened? Bonnie and Stella? Okay.
Yeah,
right. So they agreed you could collect signatures, but you had to stay in a particular location. Just want everyone to understand that. Thanks, Bonnie.
Yep, absolutely. Okay, so I understand that shortly after that, that's when things got a little crazy. So can you tell us next, Stella, what happened then?
Well, a little time later, several police started to arrive and to tell me that I had to leave. Again, I told them, according to the Supreme Court rule, I could be there collecting signatures for our candidate, independent candidate. They become very aggressive. They told me that I had to leave. So I started recording what happened since I had the right to be there.
Okay. And now you said several officers started to arrive. How many officers?
Yeah, there was six police cars that arrived.
And were they men or women?
It was six huge tall men, about 6 feet tall, 200 pound plus, and also a huge woman, a police woman.
Wow. And you're only...
So six police officers showed up. Is that right, Stella and Bonnie?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
And I'm only 5 feet tall.
Six male police officers, 200 plus pounds. How tall is Luz, Bonnie?
Stella's 5 feet tall. She's a small lady. She's a petite woman.
Okay.
Yeah. Wow. So what happened next?
Well, they surrounded me, and they told me that I had to leave. That I was trespassing. Things got very nasty. They were making fun of my accent. They were harassing me. It was really ugly. They became so aggressive toward me. I started to feel nervous about.
Yeah, I can understand that. And then what happened?
Well, they told me if I don't leave, I would be arrested for trespasses. So I turned out to get my things, which were in the floor, my pocketbook and my groceries. And then I felt this force, this person, this woman attacked me from behind. And she threw me against the police, the hood. And she banged my head against the hood twice. Bang, bang. And then she kicked my ankles to open my legs. And then she threw me in the car. And I was arrested. It was terrible. It was terrible. It was the worst time of my life.
That sounds awful. I'm so sorry that happened to you. It sounds absolutely tragic. They basically mobbed you from behind is what it sounds like to me. With your back turned to them, they mobbed you and attacked you from behind.
Yes, that's what they did.
So six male, everyone listening, six, we have close to about 886 people, six male police officers, one woman, 200 pounds plus each, manhandled you, mauled you as you were gathering get your groceries and, you know, go back shopping, whatever you were planning on doing. They just wanted you to leave. They wouldn't even let you get your stuff. And they jumped you from behind, banged your head against a car. What did you say, twice?
Stella? Twice, yes.
Uh-huh. 74-year-old woman. Disgusting. Yes. And I just want to let everyone know that the government purposely, yes, someone said they jumped her. Exactly. They purposely, intentionally do not train the police officers on the law. They use them like attack dogs. And that's Ron DeSantis's Florida, right? A quote unquote, a red state, which supposedly stands for people's rights and all this. It's all nonsense. Six police officers brutalized, jumped a 74-year-old woman from behind because she was collecting signatures for Shiva for President, an independent campaign which is a bottoms-up movement. Sorry, Bonnie, I had to share that. Go ahead.
No, that concludes basically the story. Well, I mean, it goes a little further, I guess. When she got to jail, sadly, they arrested her, they booked her. There were subsequently more fights happening in the cell where she was again a victim, you know, in the way of other people fighting. And she was hit even more times just by being in such a vicious place just for collecting signatures. Now she's behind bars and now she's subject to other abuse and being hurt further inside the jail cell. So, you know, the whole thing doesn't make any sense to any of us. And I can't imagine that anyone at any age would feel that this is okay, let alone, you know, a senior in our community that's out doing a good thing for Shiva for president. So, you know, the brutalization continued and it's just a tragedy really what she's been through. She's really shooken up. She's very anxious. She has to face going to court now. And
her next trial is on Tuesday, right?
That's correct.
Yeah. And the police are supposed to bring video stuff on the first one. They didn't bring anything.
Correct. Yep.
Yeah. Someone just put up on social media, someone said, you wouldn't get as many police if a bank was robbed. Veronica says, massive lawsuit. Now, you got to understand, Veronica, if you're listening, and anyone listening in Florida, if you can find an honest lawyer who will take on the government, you can let us know their name. You can text it to me. I'll put up my personal cell phone number here. Because, you know, in Kentucky, it took me almost a week to find a good lawyer or quote unquote a good lawyer. It's probably an oxymoron. You can text me their number, 617-631-6874. But now Luz is a very smart woman. She went into court by herself last time. You know, we gave her support to do that because it's very hard finding a honest lawyer, particularly in Florida, right? Because the lawyers all want to be friends with the government because that's how they get their positions. That's how they get their favors. They strike deals. But this is just pure, unadulterated brutality of a 74-year-old woman by the government. We shouldn't just say the police. It's the government of Florida which did this because they all have linkages with Publix, right? They all go to the same parties. They need funding from them. They get campaign funding from the Publix family, and people should look them up a little bit to understand the dynamics. And they use the police on behalf of the government came to support a multi-billion dollar organization against a 74-year-old woman. That's what actually took place. Michelle Santanosa says, this is only the obvious. They silence us in many ways. A court system is only one abuse of power. Someone said, keep telling people over and over, do not engage with cops, forget about your rights. They obey tyranny. They're part, what part of Florida? What part of Florida was this in, Bonnie?
Yeah, Stella? This was in North Miami. So it was in the city, but the north part of the city.
Right.
Not far from Miami Beach.
And Stella, like myself, you came here, you're a naturalized citizen, you're a citizen of the United States.
Yes, Dr. Chair, I'm a citizen.
Yeah, and you've been living here how many years in that neighborhood where you go to church?
I've been 26 years, Dr. Shiva. It's a beautiful community down here. We have a beautiful community.
Right. So, again, everyone listening, it's a very powerful story, but it gives you an idea of the quality of people that come to our campaign. The people who come to our campaign have decided to get off the plantation. They're not on the plantation of the house slaves. And people who support Trump, people who support Biden, people who support Booby effing Kennedy are still on the plantation. Our campaign is an independent movement. That's why the government had to attack a 74-year-old woman. The thought of a 74-year-old woman who lives in the local neighborhood after church in her own shopping place that she's gone for 20 plus years, collecting signatures for an independent candidate really, really bothers them. And the only solution they have is to send police, six police, to brutalize a woman. Every woman listening out there should get really, really appalled. And even if you're not a woman, any US citizen or American should be appalled. And this is why our campaign, they try to make it invisible, but the problem is we have wonderful, courageous volunteers like Stella who go out there and simply exercising their constitutional rights. So again, I put my phone number out there. Is there one person, you know, it's like from that movie Gladiator, is there one honorable lawyer out there who will want to take on the government on such an egregious violation? One lawyer who will do it pro bono. Number two, will they do it because they want to do the right thing? You won't find them. You won't find them. Bonnie, is there anything else you want to share? I have some good comments coming. Someone says these layers have gone against the government in Florida. Let's see. Someone says, remember when we honored our women, where is a public square? They have privatized the United States. Great point, Michelle. Look, the Pruneyard ruling that Stella was educating the police on was a ruling that came out of Florida, went all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court, which said during an election cycle, Bonnie, do you want to explain during an election cycle when you're collecting signatures that it becomes a town square? It may be important for people to know. Go ahead,
yeah,
Bonnie.
Yeah, so during the Supreme Court ruling, this is what was ruled. Any private public place, it doesn't matter where people are gathering in front of a store. It could be a town square, a town hall, a tax collector office, but any shopping mall, shopping center, this area becomes what we call a town square during an election cycle. This is 2024. This is an election year coming up here in November. And this area is now turned into something we call town square. So it's defined differently during this era, during this time of an election cycle. So that's what we understand out of the Supreme Court ruling. So that's very important to understand because it means that you can stand outside of a Publix grocery store. You can stand outside in front of a mall. And I'll tell you, I've had the police called on me several times at Publix, at Home Depot, in front of different stores. Police have arrived and they have talked to me and I've told them the Supreme Court ruling and they still want us to leave. And this is happening all over the country. It's not just happening here in Florida. This is happening in Michigan. This is happening in Kentucky. This is happening in Tennessee. This is happening everywhere. So like you said, the government does not want their bullies on the ground, the police force, to understand the law. And this is what happens subsequently to the volunteers out there on the ground.
Yeah, Stella, someone just said, Catherine said, thank you, Stella, for your service to humanity. Stand brave and courageous. You have God watching over you. And I believe that justice will be served. Well, yeah, justice gets served when we put the fear of God into the government. That's what history actually shows. And that happens when you build bottoms up movements. So Stella getting out there, collecting signatures, you guys getting out there is how we build a movement. And the reality is that they have no right to do this. And as long as we tolerate it, they'll continue doing it. Everyone out there, you can go to Shiva4president.com. You can volunteer if you want to donate. You support our fight against the swarm. And people are interesting enough talking, someone said they thought they had a lawyer, but no, that lawyer's not good or something. The Publix manager in North Florida, someone just wrote, Blake says, told me free speech doesn't exist on their property. Right, because during an election cycle, they're supposed to allow that, but the government defends a multi-billion-dollar organization. Someone says this is proof that Booby is not on the ground. He's in the basement paying cronies. Yeah, Booby Kennedy's nowhere to be found. Someone says it's Booby, not Bobby. That's right. Please get the name right. Someone said, what town in Florida? I'm sorry if this was already mentioned. What town is it in North Miami, right, Stella?
Yes, it's not Miami, but for sure.
Okay. Anyway, I'm looking. Brenda Tomanek says, go to Shiva for President and truthforhealth.com to become. To come to Dr. Shiva open house. So we're going to come back with some final comments. Stella and Bonnie, stay on. I just want to share that, Stella, you've lived in that neighborhood. What did you do for a living for years, Stella?
I am a real Dr. Shiva.
Okay, so you're a hardworking, independent entrepreneur. And Bonnie, yes. You don't do politics full time. You actually work, right? Bonnie, what do you do full time?
I work in hospitality. I work at restaurants.
Yeah. And I'm a scientist, a people, and an engineer. I we have built this movement as independent working people. So the three of us on this call, Stella, Bonnie, and I, we're all everyday working people. If you had Trump or Biden or any one of them, 99% of them are political hacks. They get paid hundreds of thousands, millions of dollars to quote unquote run for office. They're part of the swarm. And to those of you listening, if you really want to change the world in a positive way, you need to get off the plantation. You know, when I mean the plantation of the swarm, thinking they are going to do something for you. It's people like Stella. It's people like Bonnie. It's everyday working people who are going to change the world. So get off the plantation mentally. Stop thinking any of these people are going to do anything for you. But to get to this level of consciousness, you may hear it in your gut instinct, but you have to put a little bit of effort to studying. And that is why we've created our movement for Truth, Freedom, Health. Truth, Freedom, Health is the only movement on the planet. And our campaign in the United States, Shiva for President, is the only force that can shatter the swarm. So I'm going to play a video and we'll come back. Hopefully it'll inspire you to get involved and understand these concepts and these principles and become Truth, Freedom, Health warrior scholars. We have allowed our country to be taken over from within. And the end goal is you will have a homogenized world where we will become slaves, because there is a condition among the elites that really thinks they're better than you, deep down inside them, that you don't deserve the freedoms you have. They don't. This reality is what people need to wake up to, and we need to all unite working people. There's only one movement that can do that. And that is the movement that we started creating here in Massachusetts, the Movement for Truth, Freedom, and Health. Look, I've been a student of politics since I was a four-year-old kid, studying revolutionary movements, left wing, right wing. There is a physics, there's a nuclear science to destroying the establishment. To build a bridge, you need to understand Newton's equation. You need to understand the laws of gravity. You need to understand Poisson's ratio. There is a way to build a revolution. And that's why I put this together. My goal is to train a army of Truth, Freedom, and Health leaders. We don't need followers like social media. We need leaders, but they need training because the educational system does not teach them history, nothing. So in 3 hours, that's what I've started doing. That's the solution. Wow. We got to train people first with understanding what a system is, the dynamics of all systems that affect nature. The second is understanding the interconnection between truth, freedom, and health. Freedom is the ability to move freely, communicate freely, talk freely. Without freedom, you cannot convert ideas, hypothesis into truth, which is science. And without freedom, you can't really get to truth. And without truth, you make up fake problems and fake solutions, which means you destroy our health. And without health, which is the infrastructure of us and our body, you can't fight for freedom. Truth, freedom, health. Third concept is it has to be bottoms up, working people, people who work uniting. And what the right wing has done is whenever you say working people unite, that must be communist. Meanwhile, they've let the Democrats run unions, which suppress workers, completely corrupt. But when you look at the arc of American history, it's been when working people came up. We need to go local. Every solution I'm coming up with is a part of this movement. We're giving the science, which is the truth, and then we tell people what they can do on the ground. Like with election fraud, you don't need to wait for some lawyer. Our goal is to train people to go local, to go local, to go local, fight locally. Forget lawyers, forget politicians, forget celebrities. You got to learn politics, and there is a science to it. They lock us down, we should be ready to shut them down. And the fourth part of this principle is the not so obvious establishment. So when you look at a system, there's always something that disturbs you from getting to your goal. Well, the biggest disturbance is the not so obvious establishment, which are those people who claim they're for you on the left and the right. The Al Sharptons who tell black people I'm for you, the Tucker Carlsons. Do you think any true anti-establishment person will ever be on Fox or CNN? I don't think so. They both mislead working people back into the establishment. Without this solid understanding of political physics and theory, you're screwed. You're going to follow on the left wing Bernie Sanders. Oh, he said something. Or Robert Kennedy. Scumbags. Or you're going to follow some right-wing talk show host. They're not going to lead us to liberation. It's us. We're building a bottoms-up movement. And that political physics, it's a nuclear science of change. Bottoms up. We have to organize to understand that there is people who talk a good game and then look at what they actually do, left and right. I'm sorry, Sean Hannity may say some good things, but I don't see the urgency in his voice to get something done. And it can only come when you weaponize yourself with the right knowledge. You need to be able to identify a rat. You know, Christ didn't go after the Romans, right? It was the Pharisees and the Sadducees who screwed him up. His own quote-unquote people. And that's where we're at. So these four concepts I've built into a curriculum where people can go to truthfreedomhealth.com, and it's an educational program. We need to train people in political theory. You need to have physics. And I've created that curriculum. People need to get educated. We need to get educated fast.
And within a half an hour, I can teach people 2 years of MIT control systems. I teach people those concepts. Then I apply it. Anyone can understand it. And then you say, oh, I got to build a bottoms up movement. They have to get politically astute, and then they have to go locally and act, not sit there on social media. They have to act locally, defy locally, do civil obedience locally, but with knowledge on how to build a movement. Now, the Senate campaign's expanded to the Movement for Truth, Freedom, and Health, and they can find it on truthfreedomhealth.com, so people can sign in, they can get access to a bunch of videos. If they want to take a course and become a Truth, Freedom, Health leader, I offer a full scholarship there, but we want people to make a commitment that they'll study, that they'll get certified, that they'll go do activities on the ground. So go to truthfreedomhealth.com.
So everyone, if you really want to understand the dynamics of how things work, go to truthfreedomhealth.com, become a warrior scholar. There's not going to be any fundamental change if people do not mentally understand the theory of how the government works. Someone just put out a very pretty high conscious statement out here. Dr. Shiva, that's corporatism, the partnership between the state and corporate private power, also known as fascism. Exactly. What Stella experienced was absolute fascism. Instead, the government is supposed, the law enforcement, the executive branch of the government is supposed to defend the Constitution. That's what they took an oath for. They didn't defend the Constitution when six policemen brutalized and mauled a 74-year-old woman who was exercising her rights to collect signatures during an election cycle, as the Supreme Court has ruled. They protected Publix. And by the way, Stella and Bonnie, it turns out Publix is a big Trump supporter, okay? The family. And so you have to understand, they see our movement, the messaging that we stand on our own 2 feet, as a threat to them, because they do not want people getting off the plantation. They want them following the house slave Trump. Trump is a fucking house slave. That's what he is. Biden is a house slave. Booby Kennedy is a total house slave, okay? Bonnie, Stella, the people who are part of Shiva for President, we're not house slaves. We're off the plantation. And this really, really troubles them. What I think, Stella, what troubled them was that you stood strong, you pulled out your camera, and you read them out the law. They don't expect that. They expect people to cower and walk away. That's what they're really upset about. They're not upset about some trespassing. They're upset that you read them out the law, that you were willing to enforce the Constitution. So anyone out there, if you're listening, get involved. Because when you go on the ground and you do the work and you flex your election, your muscles as a citizen, that's when you become a true man or woman. Otherwise, you're still on the plantation, seriously. So you can be on social media all day, talk all the shit that you want. But what Stella did, getting out there, collecting signatures, that's a true American. That's a true agent of change. So, Stella, do you have any final words you want to share with people? Yes, hold on, let me bring you up. Go ahead, Stella.
Thank you, Dr. Chiva, for having you. And you guys have been...
Wait a minute, Stella, you have to lower your video on the back. It's feeding back. Please turn that off.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
Thank you, Dr. Chiva, for having me in. And you guys out there, please become volunteers. United, they won't be able to kill our voice. So please become a volunteer for ChivaForPresident.com. United, we will survive.
Yeah, so Aidan Owens.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Stella. Aidan Owens says, I would love to collect signatures. Unfortunately, I live in Ireland. If you live overseas, Aidan, by the way, everyone here, every Thursdays at 11 a.m., you can see it right there, or 8 p.m. right there. You can go to vashiva.com/orientation or go to shivaforpresident.com/townhall. Come to our town hall. It's open to everyone all over the world. Anyone can participate in supporting the movement and the election. So get involved. But you heard it right from Stella. Stella, say it again. People may need to hear it again.
Become a volunteer. Don't be afraid. United, we will survive and we will get out of the plantation and keep our democracy.
That's great. That's awesome. That's from a 74-year-old strong-willed woman. And people need to recognize that women led some of the greatest labor movements in world history. So if you are a man, well, let's see you prove it, okay? Join our movement, get involved. You know, we have amazing people, and instead of just being calling yourself a patriot, let's see you do the work. Following Trump doesn't mean you're a patriot. It means you're still on the plantation. Right. Go ahead, Bonnie. Any final words?
Yeah, I just want to say thank you so much to Stella for being brave. She not only was brave that day and everything leading up to today, but today coming in and sharing her story. So Stella, thank you for that. And folks listening, you know, there's nothing to be afraid of. Stand strong, stand united, just like Stella's saying. We need more volunteers here in the state. There's nothing to be afraid of to get out there and collect signatures. We have a right to do what we're doing. We know what our rights are, and we stand strong, and particularly when we are grouped and powered together. So if you are here in Florida or even in the bordering states, you know, if you're in Georgia, if you're in Alabama, you know, we need help here. We need to get 200,000 signatures. We would love to have your support. So go to ShivaForPresident.com, sign up as a volunteer. You'll meet some amazing people. Some of my best friends that I've met in years have come out of this movement. We have a true community. We're global. I mean, it's pretty amazing when you have people around the world that invite you over. So you have places and people around this globe, and we all have the same foundation of our morals and values that are important to us. It's a beautiful place to be. So come and join us. Thank you, Dr. Shiva.
Yeah, we have someone who's literally collecting signatures right now, said I've collected 52 in Florida over the last few hours. They're saying we need more people collecting signatures and follow up. Online call says, Stella, I'm humbled by your strength. They're saying we support you. Keep it on. Keep educating us. Brenda says we need more Stellas. Mayonnaise Lope says, love you. Stella, more power to you. Great. All right, Stella and Bonnie, thank you very much. And again, everyone, what can you do? Go to Shiva for President and to help Dr. Shiva get on the ballot. Volunteer, support this movement. And again, you know, we've been on here close to an hour, and we asked people to see if they could find one lawyer who has the honor to defend a woman who essentially was brutalized by the government. And we unfortunately can't find one lawyer. And we have close to 1,500 people live on the call right now, Bonnie. All right, everyone, this is great. But in a few, I think a few days, we'll share with you another story. We'll share with you a story of another volunteer in Michigan, an American citizen who was collecting signatures. He stood his ground and he actually flipped the police officer. He educated them. We'll then share with you a story over in Kentucky of how another young volunteer, about 25-year-old, how he was brutalized by the police and what happened to him. But they do not want independent movements. If you're in the Democrat Party or the Republican Party, if you're in the Booby Kennedy camp, they're fine because they're all part of the swarm, because they're still part of the club. But they do not want independent working people running their own movements bottoms up. This is too threatening to them because it cannot be controlled. So everyone, get involved, get involved, get involved. Go to Shiva for President. We have amazing people like Bonnie and Stella who are building this movement. In every state, we have leadership. We have a campaign apparatus that's on the ground doing this. So no movement like this has existed ever before, frankly, in world or American history, that's truly independent, has the infrastructure, has the mental consciousness to understand these principles of system science. So get involved. It's historic. And as Bonnie said, you'll meet amazing people. And if you feel lonely, you won't feel lonely. And if you feel depressed, you won't feel depressed because you know that people are actually fighting. All right, everyone. Thank you very much. I'm going to just wrap up playing our campaign video. And thank you.
Who would have ever thought I'd be running for president of the United States of America? I was born a low caste untouchable in India's caste system. A system of aristocracy, oppression, and racism. My name is Dr. Shiva Ayyadure. I'm an MIT PhD, a Fulbright scholar, a scientist, engineer, entrepreneur, and inventor. My family and I left India to come to America on my 7th birthday. I grew up in the working class neighborhoods of New Jersey, playing baseball, mowing lawns, painting houses and coding software. My friends and neighbors are blacks, Italians, Irish, people of all races. As a 14-year-old, I wrote 50,000 lines of software code to create the world's first email system and was awarded the first U.S. copyright for email, recognizing me as its official inventor at a time when copyright was the only way to protect software inventions. I did that long before I ever came to MIT, revealing that big innovations can occur anytime, any place, by anybody. Growing up, I saw politicians dividing us by race and religion in both America and India to have us fighting each other while they remained safe in their gated communities and in their playgrounds of Hollywood, Martha's Vineyard, and Silicon Valley. I'm a fighter. I fought racism and exposed their imperialist wars, fought for workers and put my life on the line against global corruption. I never wanted to run for political office. All that changed when I saw working Americans as never before being duped by the establishment and the not-so-obvious establishment. Across left and right, we were being sold out and made to forget why we came to America and why America existed. Lawyers, academics, billionaires, celebrities and politicians, elites, Clintons, Kennedys, Bidens, Obamas, Bushes, black and white have hijacked America. They printed trillions for their friends. They delivered crumbling infrastructure, corruption and racism. They've transferred trillions to themselves, dividing black and white, fear-mongering and fake science. Lockdowns and censorship, dirty air, food and water, pushing drugs upon us, making us sicker. We've been sold out. One set of rules for them and another for us. We deserve a warrior with a history of courage in putting everything on the line for you, who believes in you, not them, who has created a movement bottoms up for truth, freedom, health. I've exposed their lies at the right time, never waiting until it was popular. I've exposed their false gods who exist to lead you back to them. I've exposed their fake science of lockdowns and masking and provided you solutions to fight them and win and protect your immune system, saving millions. I exposed Fauci, galvanized the Fire Fauci campaign when others remained silent. When they stole our election, we sued the government and Twitter in our historic 2020 federal lawsuit, exposing in bare view the government and big tech censorship infrastructure, the unholy alliance between government and social media companies. Where was Elon and his grifters? They stood by the sidelines and did nothing. They did not use their megaphones to help us when it could have made a big difference. Now our movement grows for truth, freedom, health, independent of all of them. Every day, millions are learning the science of systems, the knowledge the elites do not want you to have, so you may learn how to think, stand up, and fight, independent of the establishment of left and right and their fake heroes. Now it's time for you to join the movement to win back America, to win back truth, win back freedom, win back your health. That's why I'm running for president of the United States. This race is about you. This race is about truth, freedom, health versus power, profit, control. We've had enough. They think we'll fall in line and vote again for their lawyers, celebrities, billionaires, and chosen ones from above. We choose our heroes from below, from the rank and file, who do what is right at the right time, not when it's convenient and popular. They can never represent us. What America needs is a movement by the working people, for the working people, who are educated, organized, decentralized, and fight for independence from their systems of control. And that movement exists. It's ready for you. We don't need them. We need us to go bottoms up, neighbor to neighbor. My journey, your journey, are all the same. It's our time. It's time we had one of us. It's time to win back truth, freedom, health, to win back America. Be part of this historic movement, all the way to our victory on November 5th, 2024. If you're an American citizen, pledge your vote now for Dr. Shivaya Duray, the independent candidate for U.S. president. No matter where you live, you can be a part of this. Volunteer as little as 20 minutes a day. Don't delay. This is Dr. Shivaya Duray, and I approve this message, paid for by Dr. Shiva for president.
All right, everyone. Everyone go get one of these bumper stickers. You put it on the back windshield of your car. It's something simple you can do. You yourself can activate yourself. You can reach about 100,000 people per day driving around in your car. Bonnie, what are the other things people can do as we sign off?
Yeah, so you can sign up at shivaforpresident.com. We need lots of volunteers all over every state. We would love to have your help and support. Also Thursdays. Every Thursday, we had mentioned before, 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Eastern. Twice on Thursdays, we come together as a community and Dr. Shiva gives a great talk, makes himself available to you. You can ask questions. It's a really powerful and empowering place to be, to meet community and to be able to meet with Dr. Shiva. So shivaforpresident.com/townhall. that's where you go to sign up for that. We look forward to meeting you. We look forward to having you off the plantation and be a part of what we're about, Truth, Freedom, and Health. So thank you. Thank you, Dr. Shiva, for the opportunity today.
Thanks, Bonnie. Stay on. Let me just sign off with this last outro video.
We need to build a bottoms-up movement. Go to shivaforpresident.com and volunteer.